Open enrollment in the Affordable Care Act is underway. Nearly 500,000 Arkansans are uninsured and will be required to have health insurance under the law. Across the state, in-person assisters, or IPAs, are helping to inform and educate the public about enrolling into the program. Jody Hightower is a public information specialist covering 18 counties in Northeast Arkansas for the Arkansas Department of Health. She tells about how people can enroll for health insurance under the new law, and she also tells about the IPAs.
There are four actual ways to enroll. You can do it by mail, you can do it on the phone, and you can do it by yourself on the website. But if you're like me and you need a little bit of hand-holding, you've got some one-on-one assistance available. And that is available through those in-person assisters. Now, they go by a couple of different names. You might hear them called navigators or guides. And some of our hospitals are actually getting some of their current case managers trained as certified application counselors, okay? So you might hear them go by a couple of different names, but those in-person assisters are there to provide you one-on-one assistance to help explain what these terminologies are. If you've never had health insurance before, you may not know what a premium is or deductible or copay or cost sharing. So they're able to help you sort through and enter the information online and get you an account set up and help you determine what's best for your family. These folks give you confidential and unbiased information. They're not there to advise you, but they're there to help you kind of put the pen to paper, so to speak, and look at apples to apples comparisons of what these plans have in store for you.
Hightower says the IPAs have gone through extensive training to help guide people through the process of purchasing insurance. And each guide is licensed through the Arkansas Insurance Department. There are over 230 IPAs employed by the state, with an additional 250 IPAs working for different employers, such as hospitals and companies. There's at least one in-person assister at every county in Arkansas that can be found at local health units. Other IPAs have formed organizations to spread the word. In Northeast Arkansas, one group that's been formed is called Enroll the Ridge. The IPAs were hired over the summer and have gone through three phases of training. Some IPAs are waiting on their cards from the Arkansas Insurance Department before they can help people find health insurance under the new insurance marketplace. Hightower says those IPAs are trying to help people, are conducting public presentations and other ways to educate.
For instance, with Enroll the Ridge, they actually do more community outreach. Now, these folks are not commissioned to go door to door. That's not what they're doing. They're not calling you on the phone, and they're not going door to door. None of them are. But they do seek out places, what some people would call gathering places, community centers, things like that, okay? So, but they're searching for people who want help enrolling. They're not going door to door and knocking and soliciting, okay? So if you do have an instance of somebody knocking on your door, ask to see their marketplace ID.
And that's because there are increasing reports of fraud and scammers trying to take advantage of people. Since the middle of July, Hightower has been conducting public meetings at hometown health coalitions, nonprofit organization meetings, civic club meetings, and more across Northeast Arkansas. She's been invited to go to numerous locations to educate the public about the new law and the law's requirements. She tells about a common concern that's been addressed during presentations.
One of the things that most people have concerns about is the cost. And what we know, the insurance department has released the plans. Obviously, they were released before the market opened. They were released in last part of September. And so what we know is that the actual prices, the actual premium cost, were actually lower than what they were requested. So according to the press release that came out from the insurance department, the premiums were anywhere between 15 and 25% lower than what they initially thought they would be. So that's good news for Arkansas.
And Hightower says the basic rights and responsibilities are addressed in the presentations.
For instance, one of the things we talk about is that children can stay on their parents' insurance up to the age of 26. That's even if they're married, even if they're not living at home, and they don't have to be a full-time student. That's something that a lot of people are unaware of, so we talk about that. That's a current right. That's a current benefit under the law. And so we talk a few about those current benefits, and then we talk about what's changing, what's coming up in January. For example, people will no longer be rejected for a pre-existing condition. So if you've been rejected or priced out of insurance because of a pre-existing condition, say diabetes, congestive heart failure, COPD, that's no longer a reason for insurance companies to deny you coverage. So that's changing, and that's a good thing because that's a large population of our total U.S. population have actually been denied or rejected and priced out of insurance because of those pre-existing conditions. So we talk a little bit about what's current, what's coming, and then the health insurance marketplace, how to get enrolled, what it actually is for us. It's a one-stop shop. It's a no-wrong door. So we're putting our information in one time, and the system actually helps us figure out what plans we're eligible for and if we are eligible for additional assistance. Say, I can buy insurance through the marketplace, but my children are eligible for an Our Kids First plan. So it helps me determine that.
And she tells why everyone needs to have health insurance.
We do talk about the fact that, you know, everyone must have health insurance. And one of the reasons for that is because we need everyone to have in health insurance, whether they're healthy or they're not healthy. Because the pool is bigger that way, and that reduces our risk across the board for everyone, and it brings down the premiums. Now, here's the thing, though. If a person doesn't file taxes, they're not required to purchase health insurance. Now, there are some other exceptions. If a person is a member of a Native American tribe or if they have a religious exemption, they don't have to purchase health insurance. But for the most part, people need to buy health insurance. Just like people buy car insurance to drive legally, just as mortgage companies require homeowners insurance on your house, this is the right thing to do. Because once you've lost your health, it's very difficult to regain.
Hightower says if you have health insurance already, especially through your employer, you can keep what you have and make no changes. If you don't have health insurance or if you're thinking about changing insurance, there are some steps that you should take before you sign up. She says among those, you should review your current coverage if you have health insurance. Those who do not have health insurance can go to www.arhealthconnector.org and view the 10 essential health benefits. Those include maternity and newborn care, pediatric services, prescription drugs, hospitalization, outpatient services, and more. She says also make a list of questions to ask IPAs. Next is to gather your income information, which is important because the cost of the insurance plan is related to your family size and income. She says determine a budget on what you can afford. And Hightower says there are over 71 plans being offered through four different companies, and there are plans that should be able to fit different budgets. After that information is gathered, then you can call an IPA. More information is available on their website, arhealthconnector.org, and open enrollment is underway now through March 31st.